It is, and we'll continue our conversation in the Big Bash world. Michael Felgate, not too far away from headquarters at Flemington for the All-Star Mile voting. Opening today, he'll be all over that sort of stuff, and Gareth Hall doing great things on RSN Central from 10:30. But let's continue that conversation about cricket and the Big Bash, because we have a representative from the best team in the Big Bash. Colin Munro joins us from the Perth Scorchers, who are through to the final next Friday night, this Friday night at Marvel Stadium. Colin, good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
We are well, mate. How are you going? Through to another grand final. Got a chance to just sit back and rest for a week and watch all the other teams go hard at each other. How do you play this week?
Yeah, it's a tough one, to be honest, because you want to be playing and keep playing. But, you know, the whole week off, so a few days off, to be honest. Yesterday off, today off. Big session on Tuesday, and then Wednesday off. We have a light session on Thursday, so not much changes compared to our usual preparation for a game. You know, a couple of days out with another big session, and then the top ups just before, and then hopefully we're all ready for the game.
We spoke to Adam Voges, the coach, last Friday morning. I think it might have been before the final, and you put on a bit of a clinic in that game. Did it go to plan, or was it probably better than expected?
I think it was better than expected, to be fair. I think on a very used wicket, our openers, Ingo and KP, batted exceptionally well, and you know, sort of just blew them out the park, and then our bowlers were outstanding on a tricky wicket. So, yeah, it was pretty much a performance, to be honest. I think every time you score, you know, 190 on a wicket that we probably thought 160 was going to be a good score on, you know, it was very, very tough for them to try and get any momentum in the innings to try and chase it down.
How good is it knowing, Colin, you've got so many different players that can win a game for you? I mean, you've got so many different contributors, both with the bat and the ball, such a balanced lineup. It almost feels bulletproof.
Yeah, it's awesome to be a part of a squad that can, you know, anybody that can step on the park, whether they've been on the bench or not, can step up and actually win a game or contribute to a game. So sometimes if you're not too sure on how to go about the innings or whatever out in the middle, and you're thinking, oh, it's a bit slow, then you just go hard and take the positive option and be aggressive, because you know people behind you can come in and do the job as well. So yes, it's awesome to be a part of a squad that, you know, everyone can win a game.
Because you guys haven't been without your challenges either. I mean, you've had the players that have been missing because of international duties, and then COVID struck your team as well, including yourself. Firstly, yeah, how did you come through that? Do you feel like you're back near your best, health-wise?
Yeah, I think so. I've never been the fittest bloke on the planet, so it didn't really affect me that much, to be fair. I think obviously having a booster shot just before Christmas really gave me that extra bit of immunity, I reckon. I got sick for about 24 hours. I was just a little bit achy and sore and a bit of a sore throat, but that was about it, to be honest. So very lucky that sort of got through it without getting sick, real sick. And then, yeah, we have as a team, we played one home game, and that was the first game of our tournament, and then we've been on the road ever since, so it's really been tough. Some of the guys haven't seen, friends and family for that amount of time, but we have had a few families with us and girlfriends and wives and partners, so it's been really cool to sort of get to know them as well, and we spent a fair bit of time together when we were allowed, and then only now we're sort of in groups of two or three, so it's been challenging, but I don't think we're the only team that sort of faced those challenges as well, so I think all the players in the Big Bash have to, you know, take your hats off to them to finish the tournament like we have.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk often about momentum in T20 cricket, and no better evidence of that with the Strikers going on a bit of a sort of a late season run. But for you personally, keeping momentum rolling, you had such a great little phase there where you got 100 and you were batting so well. You get COVID, then some of the other players come back and take your spot higher in the order. How do you keep your momentum rolling?
Yeah, I was always going to bat at four when Ingo came back as well. So it is tough when you haven't played in those three games, especially when you're looking and you're playing at the Adelaide Oval, at Geelong, and they both look like unbelievable batting wickets too. So you miss out on,
yep,
on hopefully, you know, what would have been a good score for yourself and the team. So, but yeah, for me at my age, it's about I'm mentally prepared more than physically these days. So it's about doing all those little things, and if I do that well, then it just allows me to enjoy the game. So if I'm too worried about the results, then my process and all that stuff goes out the window too. So for me, it's just about trying to stay in the now and the present and just trying to do my routine as best I can.
Mitch Marsh is one of the most dynamic players in the competition, without a doubt. Is there any concern about his health and fitness for Friday?
Oh, I think every time the best player goes down, there's a little bit, to be honest, but I think he'll be okay. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen him over the last 2 days or since the game, but I didn't see him yesterday, so not too sure where he's at. Hopefully, I think he's getting a scan today just to make sure that it's not that bad and that we can play through it. So, holding thumbs big time.
And for the rest of the week, I mean, you're in the world's best city. Cole, what do you get up to outside of training and stuff?
Not a lot. We're not allowed to do much, to be honest.
Of course.
Go for a drive, go sit at the beach, take away coffee, and that's probably about it. We're not allowed to do anything. It'd be awesome to be able to sort of go to the Australian Open or go and do some touristy things. But, unfortunately, because of the climate we're living in at the moment, we're not allowed to do anything. So, I'm just fortunate I've got my family here. We can just chill out and watch a bit of TV, walk to the beach or go to the beach we went up to Mornington the other day, which was really cool, and we sat there from the beach, and it was lovely up there.
It's a nice part of the world out there, and hopefully Friday night you're raising a trophy in the world's best city to anoint yourself as champion to the Big Bash again. Good luck to you. We appreciate your time. It's been great to watch the Perth Scorchers throughout this campaign, and I reckon there'll be plenty of people cheering you on Friday night in the final. Go get them.
Cool. Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Colin Munro with us from the Scorchers. Friday night, the Big Bash final.